So the Gemara continues on over here with the sugya of tzlaf, and what gets there's a number of different points in this sugya which are confusing, but what's very negay here lahalacha, which makes a number of nafkaminas, is the fact that the Gemara draws a parallel in between three independent sugyas in Shas. The Gemara says there's a parallel between Hilchas Brachas, Hilchas Maisris, and Hilchas Arla. Right? So the Gemara says that, apparently, see, the Gemara seems to say that if something is Bar Pri Ha'etz, that means you've defined it as a fruit of a tree, then likewise the halacha will be, it'll be Chayav in Arla. And likewise, it seems, the Gemara is saying, you'll take Maiser from it. Whereas, and actually the Gemara has another nafkamina with Klayim, but let's leave that out. And likewise, if not, if it's a Bayer Pi Adama, it seems like it won't be Arla. And it won't be Chayav and Maiser either. Now, big question in the Paiskim is how far to go with this, and what exactly is the application of this? In certain cases, we'll see in a minute why not. In this situation, it's not. Yeah, a yarek that grows a tomato is chayv meiser, but a yarek that grows on a tree is a question. We'll get that in a second. So the question is how far to go with this. And I'll tell you where the shaila arises, and we'll see how it develops in the Gemara itself. I don't know if anybody here was zaycha to ever eat candied or chocolate orange peels. Show of hands. Okay, we have one. Anybody else? Chocolate covered orange peels. We have two. Okay. Myself as well. It used to be sold in the candy machine in my school. And, you know, you always were suckered into buying it one time thinking it was chocolate, and then you get into it and you found out it was chocolate covered orange peels. But there was such a thing, and this is actually has a history. They used to cook it in honey, not chocolate, and it was candied orange peels. And the Paiskim discuss what is the proper bracha on candied orange peels. Klipas pomerantzim, they're called. That's what it's called in Yiddish, apparently, a pomerantz. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, bringing the 3 days, Bar Pri Eitz, Bar Pri Adam, and Shehakel. So he leaves it up to you. The question, now what's the shaila? What is the shaila? So it's very interesting what the shaila is, and I will see as we get into the Gemara how to go with it. The question is like this. The question is, how should we regard the bracha on the peel of the orange, because what's its halacha regarding arla? Now, I don't know how far you've gone in the Gemara on Amud Beis, but the Gemara over there discusses the halacha of shomer l'peri, right? So something which is a shomer l'peri, which is protects the fruit, it has is chayv in arla. Likewise, orange peel is chayv in arla, is aser al sarla. So when the fruit is aser in arla, the peel is also aser as well. So the Magen Avraham says that if you see that the orange peel is arla, so then it's Bar Pri Ha'etz, because our Gemara seems to say that that goes hand in hand. When something is arla, it's Bar Pri Ha'etz. The Taz says, no, that's not pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to distinguish whether something is a fruit or something is a vegetable. So if you want to figure out if something is a fruit or something is a vegetable, and you see it's chayv in arla, so you know it's a fruit, and it's a Bar Pri Ha'etz. But we're talking about a exterior part of the fruit. It's not a question of it's a fruit or a vegetable. The question is, you know, it's a whole different question. So this that it's chayv in arla because it's a shomer l'peri should not be a reason why it should be a Bar Pri Ha'etz. If the question is it a vegetable or not, so you see it's arla, okay, I know it's a fruit. So you make it Bar Pri Ha'etz. But that's not the question with the orange peel. The question with the orange peels is that maybe a something which is not the edible part, the typically eaten part of the fruit, maybe it should not be a Bar Pri Ha'etz. Maybe that should just be a Bar Pri Adama. It should be looked on like a leaf. The fact that it's chayv in arla shouldn't make any difference. That's the machlokes Magen Avraham and Taz.
Taz, one of the favorites of the Taz.
It would seem.
Because the Gemara says that Gemara says typically that that's shomer l'peri. Shad is that you just finished telling me that if you're the Akiva, Kafisin are not considered a pri.
Right. So Magen Avraham says, well, that's all nichlal on what the Gemara is answering. That once the Gemara explained why it's not chayv in arla, likewise, it's not going to have the bracha either. Because he's saying it's more means chayv ha. Mar means that tepiglei shayim l'peri. So it's chayv in arla.
And maizer.
No, not necessarily. It says by pre eight should be taller in that. Ma'aser won't necessarily be chayav in that. You won't. I mean, probably the same thing. I mean, you take ma'aser from the fruit, so I don't know what difference it would make. What would be the case exactly? Like you took ma'aser just from the.
No. The Gemara.
I mean, wouldn't it be taller?
Rakhina says kafrisa are not chayav ma'aser.
Correct.
Kafrisa, right? The Gemara says that even though we
pass. Like, just talking about Arla. Gemara's not talking about the bare pieces, right?
The Gemara says even though we pass like a Be'akiva, that Tarfisa are not Chayim and Maisers.
But maybe it should be Chayim and Arla anyway.
Right.
Because it's a Shayim Rilu Peri. Gemara doesn't say what should be with bare pieces.
Right.
So he's saying that this Gemara, depending on the Maskana of the Gemara, will be what the halacha of these Kafrisan are. And if the Maskana is the Kafrisan are Chayim and Arla, it'll be bare pieces. If the Maskana is Kafrisan are Pater, that's his it. This is Arla and bare pieces. That's his point.
We don't see that.
That's the
task. What do you mean we don't see that? That's his understanding. He says that's what you see in the sugya. You see that
bar priya. We're talking about
Nachamal. The Gemara said that it's brachas bar priya. The Gemara used that brisa that says that you make a bar priya eitz on the kafrisin as a proof that it should be arla. So apparently, two things that tell us that is that. That's what Maram says. You see, if you make a bar priya eitz, it's arla. Likewise, if it's arla, it's bar priya eitz. That he puts the two together. So it says, therefore, if it's chayv and arla, hey, we can continue after.
Didn't we ask Kasha and Rabbi Akiva from the Zereshava of Eskeria? It shouldn't be like Rabbi Akiva because of Eskeria.
Not because the halacha shouldn't be like him. We were saying, even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, it shouldn't change anything because it'll anyway be chayv and arla because of Eskeria. We weren't disagreeing with Rabbi Akiva. That wouldn't be a Kasha on Rabbi Akiva. That's just that Rabbi Akiva didn't talk about arla. Rabbi Akiva was talking about Meiser. And we're saying it's irrelevant because anyway it's chayav and arla because of Eskeria. Rabbi didn't say anything about it.
The halacha wouldn't be the same as Meiser because it's because
the halacha would by Meiser. No, Eskeria doesn't affect Meiser. Eskeria is halacha and arla. It's not applicable to Meiser.
Right, that's why it would be different.
It would be different. Arla and Meiser would be different.
Right.
But what about bracha? That Gemara is the same. So the Magen Avraham is assuming that bracha will be unequivocally tali in arla. He has another proof as well. I don't know if you saw it, but Taisus says that the garinim pits a fruit. Taisus and Papamon Bey says that pits of fruit are bayar priya eitz because they're chayiv in arla. You see, the Gemara says chayiv in arla. So the Taisus says, if it's chayiv in arla, then it's bayar priya eitz as well. If you eat your pits, you make a bayar priya eitz on the pits. You eat orange, if there are edible pits, right? So you see from Taisus that it doesn't necessarily, even different parts of the fruit, if you see it's chayav and arla, you can deduce from that that it's bayar priya eitz. So he says, likewise, the peel, if it's chayav and arla, it's a bayar priya eitz. This is what the Magen Avraham says. You could argue on that too. I know, you can make the same argument there. I'm just saying, this is the Magen Avraham's approach. This is his approach. His approach is, and when you learn the sugya, you'll see it's two very distinct ways to learn the Gemara. Is bayar priya eitz and arla, inextricably joined, or is our sugya totally no shaykh to the Magen Avraham? Our sugya is just trying to determine if something is a vegetable or a fruit. So that you could bring arla in, but otherwise we don't care about the halachas by arla. It will have no effect on the bracha. This is more like the Magen Avraham attack. Now let's just concentrate on the Gemara for a minute. I'll show you where it gets complicated here. Because the Gemara is like this. The Gemara said that we have this machalikah to Rekiva and Rabbi Lassar. Rekiva says the only thing you take ma'aser from is the avyayinus, right? Which is the fruit. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you take ma'aser from the olin, you take ma'aser from you take ma'aser from the tamaris, from the kafrisin, and from the avyayinus, all three. And therefore, what's the halacha? You make a bayar priya eitz on what? Only on the kafrisin and on the avyayinus. Why don't you make a bayar priya eitz, according to Rabbi Eliezer, on the tamaris as well? In other words, if we say the two things are talis avizah, and whenever it's chayav and ma'aser, that would be a reason why you should make a bayar priya eitz, and it should be chayav and arla, if all these things are talis avizah. But you see, it's not true. You see, the tamaris, even though he says it's chayav and ma'aser, yet the halacha is, you don't make a bayar priya eitz on that. So obviously, you could differentiate. And once you could differentiate, one second, then why don't you differentiate maybe by kafrisin too? Maybe whatever the reason is that tamaris aren't a bayar priya eitz, maybe kafrisin also aren't a bayar priya eitz.
Well,
and who's the brisa? No one. A third one. Gemara usually would ask that. Gemara would usually ask that, and it's just strange, like what's the halacha for arla? Is tomorrow's chayiv in arla? Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, is that the halacha? that seems like no one had a half amina like that, right? So you say?
In the Gemara, all the implications are towards whether or not it's a fruit. We never go back and try to say it's a fruit, therefore arla. It's a fruit, therefore meiser.
Right. The Gemara doesn't do us that. Doesn't help us out in that way.
Right. So
leaves
we
us
only
up to
have
us,
the
right.
one way direction. We can't really prove anything the other way.
But we're trying to understand it, right?
We draw a raya from bracha to arla.
Right. No, we're trying to understand it, right? And we're trying to say, okay, so then what was the Gemara? Well, if it is only worked that way, how did Gemara deduce anything then? Right? The Gemara made a deduction, right? It said, okay, he holds this, must be that. Who said? You know, you see tomorrow's are some sort of an exception. Maybe Kafisan are also an exception. Tomorrow's, even though he says it's you take Maisa from it, but yet it doesn't have the status of a peri-linyan bracha, so apparently, and we would guess, again, that likewise, linyan arla won't be chayv in arla, so maybe Kafrizin are the same thing. Kafrizin are meiser, but you don't make it by a priest, and you don't have arla. How do we know that? How can we cut and pick and choose here, that for some things it is, for some things it isn't? So, there's two approaches here in the Rishayim. The Ramban over here says an interesting thing. The Ramban says, really, there's two things going on in this Gemara. There's two arguments between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. The tamaras, he says, are a vegetable. L'kaladeis. And the reason why Rabbi Eliezer holds you take Meiser on the tamaras, and Rabbi Kiva holds you don't, because they have an interesting machlaikis in Hilchas, Trumas and Meisris, that if you have a vegetable growing on a tree, it's a chayav and Meiser. A vegetable that grows on the ground is chayav and Meiser. Everybody agrees. A fruit that grows on a tree is chayav and Meiser. Everybody agrees. A vegetable that grows on a tree is a machlaikis. Machlaikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says vegetables that grows on trees are also chayiv, and Rabbi Kiva says no, only fruit that grows on trees are chayiv and meiser, not vegetables. Then he asks on himself, so one second, Lefi Rabbi Eliezer, why don't you take meiser on the leaves also? The olin, right? The olin are edible. You make a berpi adam on that. So if you could take meiseris on a vegetable that grows on trees, why don't you take on the olin also? And he answers something. I'm not sure what he answers, so you can try to figure it out. It's hard to understand it. What? Answers what? That you don't take on vegetables. That's not even a yarek. He answers something else. He answers a meiser dig answer. I'm not sure. No, something helchos meisers. I'm not sure what he says. I'm not familiar with the concept he's saying. But in any case, so he has tarets. But whatever it is, he's saying that the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva, whether you take meiser on tomorrow's, is not an argument if it's a fruit or not. There's no argument about that. Everybody agrees it's not a fruit. It's just a question, do you take meiser from a vegetable that grows on a tree? Machlekes number one. Then he says they have another machlekes, who got be kafrisin. What's the status? Is kafrisin a fruit, or is kafrisin not a fruit? And Rabbi Eliezer holds kafrisin is a fruit, and Rabbi Kiva holds that kafrisin is not a fruit. So they have two independent machlekes, and we are just, therefore there's no tzad in the world you should make a bayir pri eitz on the tamaris, because no one holds that's the fruit. Just that's for sure a vegetable. Whereas the kafrisin, that'll depend on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer if you make a bayir pri eitz, because Rabbi Eliezer is holding that it's, you take meiser because it's a fruit, and therefore it's chayv and arla because it's a fruit, and it's bayir pri eitz because it's a fruit, and Rabbi Kiva is chayv, he says it's not a fruit, it's a vegetable, and therefore, according to him, a vegetable you don't take meiser, and it won't be arla, and you won't make a bayir pri eitz. Now, how do we know that? How do we know that? I don't know. What?
The problem with that is like the Rosh says, you're going to see it, here it's a fruit here, and there's not a fruit. We cross the border and it's a fruit and now it's not a fruit.
No, that's a different question. That's what Maskana Sekumar, you mean?
I'm saying.
Wait, first,
if we say that we hold it Rebekah Kusar,
right.
So we're saying Kusar is not a fruit.
Right.
So it is a
that's a different question. That's a different question. We'll have to get that. That's a question on this general Shaila I'm asking. First, we'll just stick to this itself. There's no question on this.
Well,
right?
It is.
Why? Why is there a question on this?
If that's the machlokes, they're arguing whether it's a pir or not.
Yeah.
I can think about saying it won't be makel, it won't be not.
That's another question. That's a good question. That's anyway a question. That's not. But regardless, that's what they're arguing over here, right? So according to the Ramban, there's two arguments over here. One is whether tomorrow's everybody holds it as a vegetable. The question is what's the status of a vegetable on a tree. And some kafrisin argument is it a bayir pri, is it a vegetable or a fruit? That's what they're arguing.
You only see what machlokes
though. So how do we know? That's you know. How do we know? Right. How do we know there's a second machlekes? That's the
third.
Yes. That's a very valid question. 100%. That's a very valid question. And I don't know the answer to that question. I think maybe the answer is because since we have this other brisa that says that you make a bayir pri eitz on the avyonis, and you make a bayir pri eitz on the kafrisin, and we're assuming it's going like Rabbi Eliezer, So therefore, that from the combination of the two things, we know they're arguing about two things. From the braisa that says you take ma'aser, we know that he holds you take ma'aser from Yerukas. And from the braisa that says you make a bayer priyes on kafrisin, we know that he holds that fruit, that it's a fruit and not a vegetable. That's l'chayr what comes out of it. So that's one way to learn this, like Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. The Torah says differently. The Torah says, which is very interesting, the Torah says that tomorrow he passes lachol ma'aser. Some Rish studies out. Tomorrow's, right, these berries are chayv in arla. Right, he passes tomorrow's a chayv in arla. So obviously, and yet the Torah paskins, you make a berpi adam on them. So the Torah holds that all three components, besides the alin, the evyainis, kafrisin, and the tamaris, are all a fruit. And therefore it's chayv and arla. And that's why you take ma'aser. This is what he learns up in Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Rabbi Eliezer said you take ma'aser from all that because he holds all three are a fruit. And all three are chayv and arla. Oh, if so, why don't you make a berpi eitz on the tamaris? Why are you making a berpi adam? So there must be some other svara. And it's some svara and hilchis peris that there's a minimum amount of chashivus a peri needs to have to be able to make a bar priyates. Well, and why doesn't that apply to kafrisin? Bar priyates. Yeah. So no, this is bar priyadam and this is bar priyates.
And in chutz laretz, why don't you play in orange rollers? Why isn't chayv rollers?
He says all three are harla. Oh, what does he hold in chutz laretz mean? In Chutz La'aretz, he holds the Maskanas of Gemara that we're making.
So you make up ha'eitz, but it's not arla?
Again, you're getting. I don't get into that question. That's the Maskanas of Gemara. That's the next year. That's the Shem. That's a different problem. I'm saying, but he holds the. As far as the in Eretz Yisrael, let's keep it simple, right? In Eretz Yisrael, he holds that all three are chayv and arla, so all three are fruit. Yet, afal pikein, you make a ha'eitz on the kafrisin, and you make ha'adama on the tamaris, even though it's a fruit. So obviously, he holds that there are different levels of fruit. Something could be a fruit, and you still don't make a bar priyates on it because it lacks a significant amount of chashivas. There's a minimum amount of chashivas necessary to be able to make a bar priyates. Tamaras don't make the they don't make the cut. So therefore, it's not a bar priyates. So here again, we see that just because something is chayv and arla doesn't necessitate that it'll be a bar priyates. Right? Here we see it again another lefi tour. We see a very clear chilek. Right? Something could be a fruit even, and chayv and arla. And yet you don't make a bar priyates. Why? Because it's not chashav enough. So now, coming back to this question of the Magen Avraham and the Taz, very much we see it's dependent on how we're going to learn this Gemara when it comes to these tamaris. Why is it that these tamaris are a bar priyadam? If the tamaris are a bar priyadam because everybody holds it's a vegetable, so then we don't see anything from the tamaris. But if the tamaris really are a fruit, like the Torah says, the chayv and arla, but yet you don't make a bar priyates because it's not significant enough, so you see something could be chayv and arla and could be considered part of the fruit and yet still not be a bar priyates. And therefore, likewise, there's no proof just because there'll be a halacha of arla, even according to Magen Avraham's approach, just because you see that the peels are chayv and arla, but maybe it's not significant, which would make a lot of sense. It's not going to be significant, right? It's not typically eaten part of the fruit, and therefore it would be a bar priyadama or perhaps even a shahakah, depending. Right?
What is this for that the tamaris are better than the kafisin?
Sorry?
Why the Tamaris better than the Karfisin? The Karfisin is the Klippah, isn't it?
Why? So what's whose far? Magen Avraham, according to Magen Avraham?
Yeah.
Why?
The Torah.
According to, they're the same? They're all Arla.
No, he said, but you make Adama on the Tamaris.
You make Adama, that because everybody holds like that. The Gemara holds, right? Gemara, no one makes holds, you make a Barpia, it's on the Tamaris.
So why is that?
One is more Chashad than the other. Capers, the Karfisin part is more Chashad. So you can make a Barpia, it's on it, and the Tamaris are less Chashad. So they can't be a bar priyates. The point is, bottom line, the point over here is, you can see from this Gemara that bar priyates has its own standards. The bracha of bar priyates requires its own standards. It's not necessarily going to be a cut and dry deal that if you find a halacha of arla here, you're going to flip over a bar priyates there. It has its own standards. A fruit has certain standards to qualify as a chash of a fruit to make a bar priyates, and not necessarily just because it's qualified as a fruit regarding other halachas, will that be enough to make it a bar priyates? And as we continue on to the Gemara,
but not everyone agrees with it,
exactly. And as we continue on in a second, there's many more applications to this, just it gets very confusing. But as we go along, we'll try to do little by little. There's the pits we have to deal with, and there's we'll have to get back to this question with the peels, because there's more to talk about that. And then the Maskanas of Gemara, which you keep on bringing up, that does the bracha change in Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael, also very much, it all depends on this question, how much is bracha linked to the rest of Shas.
So, I didn't see the Torah. I saw the rush. And everybody else.